Dark Compass 181 for Friday, the 31st of March 2006. Welcome, everybody, to another Dark Compass podcast. This is Rolly. This is number 181. It's a bit strange that we've done all this, so many podcasts. And Saturday's my birthday. Ha ha ha. I remember doing a podcast on my birthday last year. I'm not one for working on my birthday. I think last year was the first time I actually did it, and I've now completely forgotten what podcast it was and what type of stuff that I played on it, and I'm not entirely sure whether it's was legal or not. If it is, then I might actually put another link out to it. It's not online, so I'll have to upload it. Fortunately, Libsyn have been really cool, and they've gone and upped my quota for the strength of me being part of Amped now. So that's really cool. So yeah, I'm looking forward to being home this weekend and having birthday time with the kids. Of course, Alex and... Well, Tuesday's just had her birthday back in February, so she's just over a year old now. After me, it's my mother, then the girls. I got some very close birthdays. Sorry, it's late today. Of course, I'm recording this Thursday for Friday, and there's all that noise again. Of course, you know, it was a late day today. I think I was still in work at about 7:30. Just keeping things in place and moving stuff around. New servers and whatnot. I won't bore you with any of that rubbish. But let's have some really good news. Some really good news. Jay Leary, they've had their baby, a little Anais, born not yesterday, day before, early Wednesday. So mother and baby doing very well. So good luck to them. And hopefully we'll hear some more news later.
Hi, this is Jay Leary, and you're listening to Dark Compass.
I always forget that that switches off so quick, and the version that I've got is sort of, it says 40 seconds left and then it cuts out completely. I don't know why. Need to re-encode that. Anyway, that's Jade Leary with Earth Wish on Saturn, taken from his album And Come the Sirens, which is available from his website, jadeleary.com or magnatune.com. Fortunately, that one's not available on iTunes. There's one of his on iTunes. But anyway, I wish Jade Leary and the family all well. Everybody who listens to this podcast, I hope they'll send you some love. Anyway, right, I've got some notes written somewhere. Now, it's always bad when you feel... Where are these? Ah, there you go. Why I'm pulling these out now, I don't know, because I'm going to talk about something else. But it's always bad when you listen to a podcast, not necessarily mine, but somebody else's that does music. I'm going to blame Phil at Bit Jobs for the Masses for this one. And he's been playing a lot of Paisley Riot, and he's played them for a while, and I've enjoyed his, and I've sent him messages to say that I'm going to run off with all his Paisley Riot stuff. But of course, some of their stuff is on MySpace. And but with listening to his show, and his is a daily show, so he's been playing bits of Paisley Riot, and there's been this one song that's been running through my head for the past few days, and that's Crackerjack. And so this one's for Phil, and this is literally just to get this Piggin' song out of my head. Not once and for all, but for at least for the next few days anyway. This is Paisley Riot and Crackerjack.
Just wanna see what you
absolutely right there with Cracker Jack. At least that's out of my head now. Thank goodness for that. You can find more information about Paisley Ride at paisleyride.co.uk, myspace.com/paisleyride, and of course you can always go and visit bitjobs.net for all the session stuff that Phil has done with them, and interviews and everything else. So they're having a lot of pod play, I suppose, if you want to call that phrase. But that's out of my head now, and might go and see them towards the end of May. They're playing in Liverpool at the Cavern. I think it's the 28th of May, I think. I'm not entirely sure. I'll need to check that. But anyway, check them out. Well worth having a listen to. So back to the papers. Right. There's been this program that I remember when I was a kid, and my parents remember when they were kids, I think. Yeah, I think so. Called Blue Peter, which is a kids magazine program. And Blue Peter, I think, is probably renowned everywhere. I think most people everywhere around the world know who or what Blue Peter is, and who's what it stands for, and things like that. And they do lots of good things. And when you enter competitions and, you know, make appearances and things like that, they'll give you a Blue Peter badge. Now, these Blue Peter badges are rather sought after and treasured, because a lot of places, in fact, there's around 200 or so venues in and around Britain that will let you into their show or theme park or whatever, I can't remember, I don't know exactly which ones, for free. It's a free entry for Blue Peter badge owners, and it's been going on for decades. In fact, a friend of mine did have one, and somebody has decided to sell theirs on eBay, and that's started a roll of people selling them on eBay. I suppose, you know, with them being so sought after and so, you know, everybody likes them, you know, do you want to have your blue... I'd keep my Blue Peter badge. If I had one, I'd keep it. I wouldn't sell it. But I'm sure there are people who think, oh, right, okay, well, I'm not going to use this to get into Alton Towers, say. So sell it on eBay. Make a bit, you know, a little bit of cash here, there, and everywhere. But a lot of people are sort of saying, "Oh no, we shouldn't be selling these kind of things on eBay." And of course, the badge scheme itself, you know, because these badges are moving from place to place, and they're not for the people, or they're not owned by the people who got them originally for doing something good. They don't know what these people are going to be doing with these badges. Obviously, you know, going into galleries and things like that. Yeah, but I don't know what the fuss is about. If people want to sell their badges, then fine. You know, but I feel that they've gone and halted all the whole scheme, so the badge, yeah, people who are not selling their badges and are trying to get into these attractions and things like that, they're not being able to. They're sort of being charged for it and things, but they're trying to get it back up and running as soon as possible, and they're contacting eBay to stop these sales of these badges, because, you know, the badges are for the kids, of course. But what would a 35-year-old man or a 40-year-old man or even a 60-year-old man want with their Blue Peter badge? You know, if they're going to make a couple of quid on it, then so be it. I wouldn't be one to keep it. Anyway, enough of that one. Throw that away. I'll tidy up my room in a minute. Right, I have another piece of new music. Time now, I think. Excuse me a second. Oh, that's better. This is, and if I can find my notes on them, Come on, pop up the notes. This is Tokyo Plan. They're from Canvey Island in the UK. And this song is, in fact, called track one on the ID tags. I'll tell you what the track's called in a minute. But enjoy this. This is Tokyo Plan. Tokyo Plan there, and I still didn't find out what the track was called. Hold on a second. Find more information about Tokyo Plan at myspace.com/Tokyo, the Tokyo Plan. Links on the website as always. Let me just go to my music. There you go. And scroll down a bit. And there it is, the Tokyo Plan. And the song was called, I suppose you know what the song's called, Arrived. There you go, it's taken off their first demo. Yeah, go check them out. Very good sound. Again, another friend on MySpace. Next bit of news. I suppose previously on my podcast, I've been talking about Doctor Who, things like that. Very big institution here in the UK. Doctor Who. And they've announced today that there'll now be a third series. Still with Billy Piper. So Billy Piper's going to be continuing along the whole of the second series. There was an awful lot of talk about her not being in for the whole thing, but it looks like she's there. There's going to be kisses between Doctor and Rose. There's also it doesn't actually say whether there's going to be a fourth series, but everything looks good. There's going to be more blasts from the past in the second and third series. So there's going to be more interaction with previous incarnations and previous assistants, and more time kind of related stuff, which it sounds just so excellent. I'm really looking forward to that. In fact, the second series is due out here. When does it say? I think it's actually getting close to Easter when it starts out again. It actually doesn't say here when the when it's actually back on television here in the UK. I know you guys on the Sci-Fi Channel have only just started watching Doctor Who, and it would be interesting to find out what you guys think of it. I'm sure that it's very different to the style of science fiction over there in the States. It would be interesting to see what you guys think of it over here. This is Marcus Case and Leaving. Thank you. that's Marcus Kays, goes under the name of Chillestad. You can go and visit him and download some more of his tunes. I really like his jazzy stuff. Chillestad, that's chillerstadt.com. Start as in German start. Now, stage? Stadium? I don't know. I'm not getting into that. Anyway, call it a day, I think. That's enough. Time for bed. Right. If you've got a comment on anything I've been talking about on the podcast, please feel free to drop me a line. Darkcompass.com. I'm going to start putting these out on openpodcast.org as well, so that more people can get the opportunity to listen to my stuff. Of course, it does involve uploading it this now three times. KYOU, who are very good, Libsyn, of course, my host, and of course now Open Podcast, so that goes as an email out. Uploading it three times over, 60 meg in one foul swoop. It's amazing. The wonders of the internet. If I didn't have broadband, I really don't know what I would do. Anyway, enough of that. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you did, tell more people about it. If you didn't, then feel free to unsubscribe. Anyway, take it easy, everybody. Have a good one. See ya.
Britcaster.com. Put a bit of Brit in your pod.